Neville here is this week's Daily Detail Amateur Report, and of course, the world of Rugby League. We shall start this week with the Youth and Junior Leagues. There was a lot of no results last week, but I'll give you the scores I've got and the fixtures. In the under-18s, it was the Division 1 games we've got here for you. No results on the Premier Division, but Division 1, Saddleworth Rangers 20, Lee East 20. Division 2 of the under-18s, West Orton Lions 32, Coldtreath Eagles 4. Just put my air conditioner on, it's a bit warm in the van today. Let's have a look here. Under-16s, we've got no results in there. The under-15s, Division 1, it's Lee Minor Rangers 42, Oldham St Anne's Blacks 10. In Division 2 of the under-15s, Folly Lane 14, Wigan St Jude's Goals 20, Rochdale Mayfield 14, Salford City Roosters 10, and Saddleworth Rangers 22, Oldham St Anne's Goals 4. In the under-14s, Division 2, Saddleworth Rangers beat Crossfields 32 points to 6. In Division 3 of the under-14s, West Orton Lions Yellows 22, Blackpool Scorpions 16. In the under-13s, Division 2, Blackbrook Royals 16, Langworthy Reds 20, Saddleworth Rangers 34, Ince Rosebridge 16. The fixtures for this Sunday, the 14th of April, in the under-18s, it's Premier Division action between Latchford Giants and Waterhead Warriors. Rochdale Mayford have got Blackbrook Royals. In the under-18s, Division 1, Salford City Roosters at home to Oral St James, and Shevington Sharks face Folly Lane. In Division 2, Pilkington Rex have got West Orton Lions. In the under-16s, Premier Division, Rochdale Mayfield at home to Shevington Sharks. Division 1, Newton Storm have got Oldham St Anne's. In the under-15s, Division 2, Lee Minor Rangers Goals are at home to Waterhead Warriors. Oldham St Anne's Goals have got West Bank Bears. Saddleworth Rangers have got Folly Lane. Salford City Roosters at home to Wigan St Jude's Gold. And Fatto Heath Shields. I've got Rochdale Mayfield. Division 4, Langworthy Reds play Widnes Moorfield Tigers. In the under-14s, Division 2, Crossfields Cobras at home to Rochdale Mayfield. Oldham St Anne's face Coldtreath Eagles. Salford City Roosters have got Burton Wood Bulldogs. In Division 3, it's Hindley Stags against West Orton Lions Yellows. In the under-13s, finally, Division 1, Lee Minor Rangers against Waterhead Warriors. Oral St James play Oldham St Anne's Greens. Division 2, Langworthy Reds face Ince Rosebridge. And Saddleworth Rangers have got Crossfields. And finally, in Division 3 of the under-13s, there's a big derby, Division 4, my eyes need my glasses, Division 4, there's a big derby between Folly Lane and Cadishead Rhinos. Oldham St Anne's Golds have got Saddleworth Rangers in another derby game, and that completes Division 3 of the under-13s. We'll turn our attention to the North West Men's League. It was the Cup last weekend. Oral St James 38, Folly Lane 12. West Orton Lions 28, Latchford Albion 16. And the trophy, Cadishead Rhinos were beaten at home to Waterhead Warriors A by 64 points to 4. The fixtures for this week, Division 1, Goulburn Parkside face Salford City Roosters. Wigan St Cuthbert's are at home to West Orton Lions. Division 1 games. Division 2, Rochdale Mayfield A are at home to West Bank Bears. Division 3, Wigan St Jude's take on Cadishead Rhinos. And in Division 4, Portico Vine face Langworthy Reds, and West Orton Lions A are at home to Bolton. In the Women's RFL, we'll talk about the Women's Super League shortly. In the RFL, there's some games here. The League Cup Rochdale Hornets game was cancelled last weekend, so we've not got the result for that. The fixtures for this week in the Championship, it's Lee Leopards against Sheffield Eagles, Dewsbury Moor versus Hull Kingston Rovers, Oakland Redettes against Stanley, and Salford Red Devils against Bradford Bulls. Those are on Sunday the 14th of April. In League One, Fryston Warriors are at home to Swinton Lionesses, Widnes Vikings against Hull FC, Lee Minor Rangers against Illingworth, and Thatto Heath Crusaders faced Wakefield Trinity. In French Rugby League, there's some results from last weekend. It was a Lord Derby Coupe de France semi-finals. Carcassonne 32, St Estève 20, and Avignon 10, Lezignan 33. The fixtures for this week in the Elite League One, it's Carcassonne against Villeneuve, Pierre against Albi, St Estève against Lezignan, St Gaudens against Avignon, and Toulouse Olympique against Limoux. In the Academy, there's some fixtures this week. On Saturday, Warrington face St Helens, Huddersfield are at home to Hull FC. The reserve fixtures, there's some results from last week. Friday the 5th of April, Hull FC 50, Huddersfield 28. On Saturday the 6th of April, Leeds Rhinos 16, Warrington 36, Lee Leopards 36, Wigan Warriors 50, and St Helens 28, Wakefield Trinity 16. Some results from the scholarship as well. These games were played on Wednesday the 3rd of April. Bradford 16, Hull KR 28, Huddersfield 22, Hull FC 34, Leeds Rhinos 44, Castleford 20, St Helens 14, Warrington 24, and Wakefield 28, Wigan Warriors 30. We'll turn our attention to the National Conference Leagues now. Rochdale Mayfield in the Premier Division, they're going really well. They've won three, drawn one and lost one of their opening five games. They're 2 points behind top of the table, Hunslet, and they play Hunslet this weekend. Hunslet are a really good side in the National Conference Rugby League, probably the best side at the moment, so they're the team to beat. Rochdale Mayfield, though, went away from home to Cumbria, played Kells and drew by 6 points apiece. That's Kells' second draw of the season. Tough place to go. That Mayfield led 6-0 at half-time, six apiece, that one finished. In Division 1, Crossfield 16, Waterhead Warriors 24. Division 2, Dewsbury Celtic 42, Saddleworth Rangers 20. And Thornhill Trojans 10, Oldham St Anne's 12. The fixtures for this week, Rochdale Mayfield, as I said, at home to Hunslet. That's on Saturday in the Premier Division. Waterhead Warriors face Hull Dockers in Division 1. And the two fixtures in Division 2, Normanton Knights at home to Oldham St Anne's, and Saddleworth Rangers entertain Thornhill Trojans. Well, let's check the Aussies out. Round 5 it was of the NRL, and there's been some great scores, been some great games so far this season. Give you the results from last weekend. Canberra Raiders 41, Parramatta Eels 8, Canterbury Bulldogs 30, Sydney Roosters 26, the Dolphins 26, West Tigers 16, Manly Sea Eagles 32, Penrith Panthers 18, Melbourne Storm 34, Brisbane 32, Newcastle Knights 30, St George Illawarra Dragons 10, North Queensland Cowboys 35, Gold Coast Titans 22, and South Sydney Rabbitohs 4, New Zealand Warriors 34. So some strange scores from last season. The Dolphins are still top of the table, followed by North Queensland, Melbourne, Cronulla Sharks, Canberra, New Zealand Warriors, Manly Seals and Penrith Panthers. So there's some names up there at the top of the table that you probably wouldn't expect to be up there this sort of time of the season. Anyway, the fixtures for this weekend, it's round 6. It's Newcastle against Sydney. By the time you're hearing this, that game's probably been played because that's a Thursday. The two Friday games are Melbourne against Canterbury Bulldogs, followed by Brisbane and the Dolphins, which is on Sky TV at 11 a.m. On Saturday's three matches, New Zealand Warriors against Manly at 6 a.m. Televised on Sky is Parramatta against North Queensland at 8:30, followed by another game on Sky at 10:30, South Sydney Rabbitohs against Cronulla Sharks. And there's two games on Sunday, 7:05, it's West Tigers against St George Illawarra Dragons, and Canberra Raiders are at home to the Gold Coast Titans. The Super League, the results from last weekend, Salford Red Devils went down 36-24 at Castleford. Catalans 14, St Helens 8. That was a cracking game on Saturday night. Hull FC, their dismal run continues, and I believe Tony Smith has parted company with Hull FC. I've just seen that at this dinner time. Hull FC 22, Huddersfield Giants 56, Hull KR 50, London Broncos 10, Leeds Rhinos 8, Warrington 34, and Lee Leopards 12, Wigan Warriors 40. So the fixtures for this week, well, the Challenge Cup this week, we'll talk about that shortly. It's the quarterfinals of the Cup, there's no Super League games. We'll look at the Championship last weekend. Barrow 15, York Knights 14, cracking game that up at Craven Park. Dewsbury 6, Widnes Vikings 24, Doncaster 6, Wakefield 42, Featherstone Rovers 14, Bradford Bulls 24, surprise score, that good win for Bradford. Halifax Panthers 18, Batley Bulldogs 10, and a hard fought game there at the Shea. Probably the result of the round. Toulouse Olympic 14, Swinton Lions 20. Great win for Swinton. Reece Williams on the score sheet there, and Richard Lapore, two former Salford players. And Deck Patton kicked 2 out of 4. Big win that for Swinton Lions away from home. We've started the season with 3 away games, so good, good result for them. Let's not talk too much about Swinton on this podcast. Whitehaven 16, Sheffield Eagles 42. Big win for the Eagles again. And they keep going. They're doing really well. They're 3-3 at the start of the season. Wakefield the top, 3-3. Followed by Widnes, Sheffield, Halifax, Bradford and Whitehaven. The fixtures for this week, Bradford face Toulouse Olympic 3 o'clock Saturday. All the rest of the games are 3 o'clock Sunday. Barrow against Dewsbury, Doncaster against Featherstone, Swinton Lions at home to Sheffield Eagles, Whitehaven Batley, Widnes, Halifax Panthers and York Knights against Wakefield Trinity. It was round 4 of the Betfred League 1. Hunslet 0, Oldham 62, North Wales Crusaders 58, Newcastle Thunder 18, Workington Town 32, Rochdale Hornets 22. The fixtures for this week, Keighley face North Wales Crusaders on Sunday. They're all Sunday, these games. Midlands against Hurricanes against Hunslet, that's 2 o'clock at the Olympic Legacy Park, Sheffield on Sunday. Oldham have got Cornwall 1 o'clock Sunday, and Rochdale Hornets are home at Spotland against Newcastle Thunder at 3 o'clock on Sunday. As I said before, the Challenge Cup quarterfinals, I'm excited to watch some of these at the weekend. I believe there's 2 televised games on the BBC. Catalans face Huddersfield, that's 6 o'clock Saturday evening UK time. The televised game is on BBC, I think it's BBC 1. Hull Kingston Rovers against Lee Leopards, that's a 5 o'clock kickoff. On Sunday, Castleford Tigers have got Wigan Warriors at 3 o'clock, and the televised game is Saints against Warrington, that's at 4:30. Finally this week in the Betfred Women's Challenge Cup, the results from last weekend: Hull KR 0, Lee Leopards 46, Leeds Rhinos 54, Huddersfield Giants 10, London Broncos 48, Bradford Bulls 0, Salford Red Devils 0, Barrow Raiders 46, Warrington 6, St Helens 58, Wigan 44, Cardiff Demons 4, and York 80, Featherstone 6. The quarterfinals we played this weekend, because those were group games, so the quarterfinals we played Sunday the 14th of April, it's Leeds against Warrington, Saints against Huddersfield Giants, Wigan against Cardiff Demons, and York have got Featherstone Rovers. So I think that is all I've got for you this week. Yes, it is. I won't see you this week. There's no game, but I'll catch you down in London next Saturday. Take care. Enjoy your rugby league, and I'll see you soon.